Did you know that the pet care industry is a billion-dollar industry and it is continuously growing? But are the people who care for your pets growing as well? I'm Dara Forleo, and on The Business of Pet Care, we are going to talk about what really goes on behind the scenes of those grooming tables, those daycare walls, and those social media filters. Welcome to The Business of Pet Care, where we are examining the systems, strategies, and decisions that are shaping this modern new pet industry. I'm your host, Dara Forleo, and today I am thrilled to be joined by KJ McGlynn, president of KJ Media, founder of Percon, which can't wait to talk about that, Kitty Correspondences, and I mean, the list goes on and on and on. When I was putting this all together, I was like, I didn't even know where to start. You do so much media, events, visibility, like everything. How are you today? Welcome to the show. And tell me about you.
Well, I'm excited to be with you. It's been a long time since we've caught up. At my heart, I'm a community builder, and that's how I end up in all of these crazy worlds. I started in radio and TV, and then moved into podcasting, and then moved into the Comic Con world for a while. And at my heart, I love a good conversation, and I love creating connection, and cats are my passion. So I've built a world around being able to talk about cats and talk with other people about cats and help cat business founders get their products in front of people.
Oh, that is so cool. Have you met Dr. Geller?
Yes. She has been a guest in my cat community, the Super Society, many times, and I defer to her often I have a cat behavior question I can't answer.
Oh, yes, she is great at that. Oh my gosh, I had her on the show too earlier this year. She helped me out with a couple of our cats over last year, so I'm a big fan. Big fan of hers.
she's amazing.
Amazing. And I always like to throw that back in there. Other guests, knowing guests. That is so cool to have, again, that community aspect, that it's nice to have the connections that we have built. So your work across all of this, I'm intrigued by the pop culture. How do all of these worlds that you immerse yourself in, how do you get that engagement and keep that going with pet brands, and how is that all integrated?
So, coming from that background of radio and TV, and you can tell from, you know, what is behind me that I'm a pop culture fan. What I really found, and I had to kind of reverse engineer it and like, why is this working? Why is my career going so well? It really all comes down to the thread throughout, whether it's cats or a Comic Con or a concert or darts, which is a world I live in. It really comes down to, even more than community and connection, it is a sense of belonging. That is what those worlds that I work in do so well. So when my career started moving more into the pet industry, when people, started talking to me about their cats, and I got called up to be the Kitty correspondent, I was thrilled to be, to be pulled into this. There is also a very common thread, especially among cat parents, that they want to feel like they matter. They want to feel like they have a place. And that is not, I love dogs and I love dog people. It's not a comparison. It's just, we are seeing, in the industry, things are catching up. The cat parent wants wants more. And thankfully, the industry is saying, oh, okay, we can do that. But that is, it really is something that I have seen over and over, that it belonging is where you find that you are going to have that loyalty, that you are going to stand out so much more than promotion.
I like that belonging. I think we kind of go through that with the academy. You know, I have the school, and since we've been online, building that community and building that engagement with them is they like the we like that term, that belonging term. So as they're growing and blooming and graduating and coming back, it's neat to have that growth and that perspective of and that feeling, because you don't always feel that at larger shows, maybe even venue. I mean, you do Cat Percon. I almost called it CatCon.
It
But that is a thing too, isn't it?
is, yes.
Okay.
CatCon has been out in LA and just celebrated 10 years. So that has been a community that's been around for a while. I have not, surprisingly, I have not been able to make it out. It's always on a weekend that I can't go. And the original weekend that they were doing it, they moved this year. To like I would have been able to go, and they moved it to October, and now I can't go. It's like the world is against me going to
It's against you to get there. Okay.
CatCon.
So we're going to talk about Percon though, because that is your gig.
That is,
Okay.
yes.
So when you have this going on, how are you engaging this participation from people? I mean, communities are really hard to create. They're tough to maintain.
They are. I'm very fortunate that I have been, most people in radio move around a ton, and I have been based in Indianapolis for a very long time. People recognize my voice. They know that I love cats. They know that I'm a huge nerd, and I love, all things pop culture. And so I've actually, it was a natural progression. I'm the moderator, and I do media and marketing consulting for PopCon, which is the big pop culture convention here in Indianapolis. It's in its 13th year. And how it came about was I actually went to the International Cat Expo in Cleveland, and I had so much fun. I'd never been to a cat event before. And I came back and was talking to the owners of PopCon, and what really sets PopCon apart, which I love to be a part of it, is that their tagline is where every fan finds their place. So if you've ever
That.
felt like, I don't think I'd fit in at a Comic Con, you'll fit in at PopCon, because there's books, there's escape rooms, there's magic shows, and
My
there's all
gosh.
these things. And so they said, sort of jokingly,
We
should
should
we
do a
have
cat
cats at
turn
PopCon? And I said, don't you
on.
joke about
Let
that.
me think. Yes.
Yes. And if you think about the demographic of the pop culture world, they are very pet friendly. They love their pets, and many of them have cats. We do have a lot of people who are much more introverted, and they save all of their extrovert energy for those 3 days at PopCon, and then they're home with their
It's
cats.
and they're home with their cats.
And so what makes it a little bit unique from other cat celebrations is that when you have something like a cat convention, people are going specifically like, I love my cats, I want to be surrounded by cat
Right.
people. And we have that core group of people that is coming for PerCon at PopCon. But we also have the 30,000 people who've been coming to PopCon year after year who walk around the corner, and they're like, I love cats. I can't believe this is here. And they find us, and then we're able to not only entertain them, but educate them. Every Cat Health Foundation was with me this year at PerCon, and it made such a difference to have their panel of experts that were with us. So
Yeah.
While you may have come to, get your picture with Samwise from Lord of the Rings and, meet Sean Astin, you also probably left with some practical information on how to be a better cat parent.
That is fantastic. I love it. That's great. I would have never guess the two would blend so well. Apparently,
I tell you what. we're in our second year, and I'll tell you the first year it was a tough sell, right? When I was developing it, new businesses always are, right? If you are, there's probably a lot of people you're watching this, listening to this right now, and if you're a startup, man, that proof of concept is so difficult. It was amazing to have just come off the second year, how people sought it out, how much bigger it was, how you didn't have to explain it so much. So I do encourage you, if you are, if you're in the startup phase of your business, to know that it does get easier, right? That you can go into something being in your heart, just knowing this, I've done the work, I've done the research, I know that this is something that people want, I know this is going to connect with people. Getting over that first little hump, and then having the proof, it makes so much difference.
Yeah, it does. We got to take a short break, but up next, we're going to look at how the audience connection turns into that full momentum, exactly what we were talking about, getting over that first year hump, and why the visibility without that trust is rarely becomes sustainable growth. So we will be right back. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to the Business of Pet Care and every one of our Now Media TV favorites live or on demand. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or ISO for bilingual programming in English and Spanish. You can also catch this as a podcast on nowmedia.tv, and we are streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. As we come back, visibility, it's great and it creates all kinds of attention, but attention alone does not necessarily build a business. So, taking it from the top here, what you have built this career across radio, television, podcasting, live events, you said emceeing, like, how do you know which way to go? Which opportunities are you like, that's the momentum, we're building it, and that's where I'm going? So,
for me, it's about the feeling. And I think that's really important. There's a lot of pressure on us to create content these days. I'm sure you're probably sitting there right now thinking, like, she said content and I realized I haven't posted on Facebook today, or when was the last time I was on LinkedIn? Like, it's such a machine, right? And we feel like we have to create content, but people aren't craving content, they are craving connection. And so if you can think about how do I get momentum, less promotion and more connection. Like, how do you want people to feel? And I think what's beautiful in the pet world that we are able to do, there just has never been a single person that I've come across that when you start talking about their pet business, that their passion doesn't shine through. Like, there's a story there, and that's what I do, right? A kitty correspondent. I'm looking for your story, and I've yet to meet someone, no matter how uninteresting they think they are. You start talking to them about their story, your passion, your story, the work that you put into this, the reason that you were willing to put everything on the line for this product, That's the part that people are going to remember. That's what's going to make them feel. So if you are looking for visibility, when I work with people, when I work with businesses, I don't care if you are a startup or if you've been in business for 10 years, if your story doesn't exist and it's not at the forefront of what you're doing, you're missing such a big piece of that community, that belonging, that connection that is going to make people fans of your product for a lifetime.
So I have done a lot of episodes with a lot of marketing and a lot of people doing this, and I always ask them the same question. And so I'm going to ask it because you brought it up and went there. How do you tell your story?
Oh boy. Well,
Oh, it's so hard.
is really hard, and I see it over and over. It happens to me too. I go outside myself. We were just talking before we went live. Like, I have a new my website is being relaunched. I went outside myself, even though I have been doing this my entire life, telling stories, sharing stories, building communities and momentum. I can't see what's in front of me. And that is true of any, I think
Gosh.
of all of us. The beauty of your gift is you don't realize how gifted you are. That is, what happens so many times is what you're doing is so easy to you and you believe in it. And of course it's going to work. But seeing the narrative of how you got there, where you're going, what lights you up. It's a very difficult thing. And also, if you're really good, whatever your product is or whatever your business is, if you're a groomer, you're really good at that. That's your job. It's not your job to tell stories. That's a craft. And so,
I like that.
I don't
I
say
like
that
that.
as like you have to hire someone, but find someone in your world that sees you from the outside that can say, do you not realize what a cool story that is? Do you not realize how amazing it is that you did that? Because that's where your magic lives. That's where your momentum comes from. Because when someone is looking for your product, your service, what you do, if you make them feel like they understand you and you truly care about this, you're gonna win them. You're gonna win them over the best ad and with all of the tools out there to be able to make ads and target the right people. If you target the right people with your heart, you're going to see them want what you are selling.
So I guess again, and that is absolutely spot on. Everything it is are these videos that you talk about yourself. Like there's I guess that's what I'm kind of trying to get at is
Okay.
how do you really do that without being, oh, I'm so great. Oh, I'm wonderful. Come buy
Yep.
from me.
What I hate selling. I hate it so
Oh,
much.
I'm
Like,
terrible
listen,
at it.
you will not see me popping up in your ad feed and dancing and doing, what chasing the trend, right? So, what we're doing right here. Okay, it's a conversation. Find someone who can bring out the conversation and guest on podcasts. And even if you just book time with a storyteller, a videographer who does a great job, you can book time with your friends. And if you don't like being on camera, I love I'm in TV, like they never look in the camera, right? When they're interviewing people, look at what they're doing. They're talking to each other. You can do that, right? You can be off mic, looking away, acting like the camera's not even on, and just let someone have a conversation with you. Because the conversations that you have around the table with your friends when you care about something is the conversation that I am trying to get out of you when I am working with you, going, I don't want you to sit here and stare at a camera and say, hi, I'm me, and this is my product, and this is why I care about it. I want to capture you in the moment when you are so comfortable that you have forgotten that a camera's in front of you. And however you can do that, like I said, even if it's sitting around a table with your friends, go to, I mean, our library has a podcast studio. I'm sure yours does too. Go with a couple of friends who you sit around at lunch and you talk passionately about your industry and record it.
And
I
record it.
promise you'll get some clips that you're not even going to realize was coming out of you, because that camera is hard. It's really hard when the lights come on and the mic is on and the camera is on to tell your story. So just find a way to do it, even if it's going to the library
And
and chatting
just
with your
clips,
friends.
just clips. I have had such a hard time myself doing it. Oh, now I'm going to be joined by one of the cats. So he might step on the he to they make a mess sometimes, so
I'd
we'll
be
see if that
disappointed
happens.
if a cat didn't show up while I'm here,
Oh,
so.
usually it's this is my senior boy. He's gonna hang it here for a second, but sometimes it's a black one that just obliviates everything. And then I'm picking up the pieces. He turns the mics off, hitting buttons. Like, I'm like, oh my God. So, but yeah, the video. So working, I mean, you work remote. I work remote. My team works remote. We are all remote. And we work, I was just on with one up with Christy today, and she was like, I don't know, Dara. I just don't know. I don't know what to do to get us out there. Like, it's all these trendy videos. There's like all the influencers and everything that they're doing. And she's like, that's just not us. We're
No.
not like that. We don't do that. That's I actually, I think I'm trying to remember how long ago and who it was. It was either with Britt or another one that we were talking about. And I'm like, you know what? I'm done. Facebook, done. I am not even, you're gonna, I'm non-existent. Instagram, I don't even know what the point of it is, because you know what? I'm not here to entertain people. We are education. That is what we do.
Your superpower, what we have in this world that we live in, the pet industry, is the thing that the internet craves, which is our cute, fluffy babies.
Creatures.
So, like, look,
You
put
hear
your cat,
me,
put it, I want your cat to walk in front of the camera. I, you know,
I know. And of course,
I
he's not
want
going to
that
do
stuff. And you're right, like so much of what we do exists on Zoom, and we're used to being in these boxes. And I have, you know, I mean, I have worked with some really amazing people just in having enough Zoom calls. I will say, when you show up to a call with me, look the way you'd want to look on camera, because I record every conversation, because the best content that I get from people is when we're having the call about the content we're going to do, because we're not doing it yet.
We're not
And
doing
they're
it, so it doesn't become the focus. Yeah, makes
Yep.
total sense. I again, we totally went off topic with this segment, but I love it. This was so much better.
I tell you, that is one of the biggest questions that I get, right? Is how do I be myself? It's not your job to be on camera. Like, I remember when I've been there. I was in radio and I got put in front of screens and I hated it. Like, absolutely hated it, but it became my job. So I've been doing this for a long time, but that's not what you're supposed to be doing. So however you are having these conversations, I don't care. Tell everybody to look nice on your weekly Zoom calls and then check and see
Just
if there's,
record it.
record it. You've got your content right there. That's when it matters, because that's what people are looking for, is the real you.
I got a lot of recordings, so I'm gonna have to start going through them. But we need to take a break really quick. Tell people where they can find you, and then we'll be back after this message.
Yes. Yeah. Look for me on my website, kjontheair.com, or on socials at KJ on the air.
Great. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. Do not miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media TV favorites, streaming live and on demand anytime. And don't forget to grab that Now Media TV app on Roku or ISO, or listen to these as podcasts on nowmedia.tv. Now Media TV is available 24/7, so the stories you care about are always within your reach. And I am back. And from the outside, strong, a big event, broadcasting, public-facing moments can look so easy and are so much fun when you're there. But I know what it's like to be behind the scenes, and the ease of preparation, communication, staying calm. Oh my goodness, KJ, you have spent years helping people organize some huge shows with some big stakes. From the outside, what are the behind the scenes on your side looking like? The pieces that people just don't quite understand or really underestimate.
I think one of the things that I talk about often with people who are working in events, and I've had to learn it myself, is you don't realize how often you approach someone at an event, whether they're the planner, they're the MC, the moderator, and they are having a conversation with you and they are absolutely engaging with you while they are also thinking of the five things they were supposed to be doing when you stopped them. And that is it's a very difficult thing to do, because why are you having the event? Because you want to engage with people, because you want them to have a good feeling, right? And so I always say, be kind to your event people, because no matter what they are doing, when you stop them, make sure that you say, you're doing a great job, because they just got something in their ear that, you know, something's going wrong over on this side, and we're going to have to change the schedule for the stage, and in the photo op booth isn't working. And like, there's always so
always
much going
something.
On in the world of a person that is hosting an event. And I don't say that like poor us, because I think if you live in the event world, you're there for it. But there is, there's so many moving parts now, not just within the event, but the content creation, as we talked about, like you've got to get people to care about what you're doing, to show up for what you're doing, to getting to the day when you're doing it. So I will say I have to force myself to do this, and every single person who's, even if you're, launching a product, everything goes into that. I challenge you to give yourself 2 minutes of presence. I talk about presence a lot in my mastermind groups and with my cat community, because cats are so good at it, right? Like the cat doesn't philosophize about the sunbeam. They're just like, sunbeam is nice, I shall lay in the sunbeam, right? And when they leave the sunbeam, they're not like, did I stay in the sunbeam too long? Maybe I should have been doing something better with my time. I didn't post about being in the sunbeam. Did I waste a moment that I could share the sun? Like, so I want you.
You're not thinking about all that stuff?
No, right? So I encourage you to always find your sunbeam, even if it's a moment, because when you are creating something, product, event, whatever it is, when it has come to life, when you are having that moment, like you deserve to have that moment. So practice presence in whatever you are doing in your daily work, because you're still building. We're always building, right? You talked about the momentum. We're always thinking about the momentum and what's next. Boy, you
What's
got to
next?
celebrate. You got to celebrate the moment. And so that's a lot of what we do, whether I'm about to go live on TV or I'm making sure that my speaker gets on stage at Madison Square Garden, or I'm sitting in the cat cafe with eight cat parents who have lost cats in the last month and they just want to feel seen, right? The key is always presence. Like, what's, and it goes back to, like, how do you want people to feel? That's where your story comes in. That's where your power comes in. It, be present and figure out, like, what do I want to feel from this moment? How can I make other people feel that in this moment? And that's how beautiful events end up taking place and beautiful conversations end up happening because you chose to take a moment to just be in it.
I don't even know if I could ask a follow-up question after that. I mean, how do you move on from that?
I'm doing my job. I just made you feel something.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. Last week I was recording and I was crying and oh my goodness.
Well, I'm gonna try not to make you cry, but it is, it is our superpower as people who have decided to be in the pet industry. Why? Because we love pets. Why do we love pets? Because they make us feel. What, like, bring that feeling into your work. And that is your visibility. That is your story. That is your momentum. We
I
are so
hope.
blessed to be in the pet world and have the furry things that make us feel. And everybody else goes, yes, I feel that too.
See, I wish more groomers understood this and took this and didn't focus so much on the end result as much as the journey of how they get to the end result. Because that's
Yes.
really what we teach and what we focus on is that. And I think we'd have a different industry if that were the case.
Yes, but it, there's a lot of pressure, right, to show that you're really good at what you do. I
There's a
mean,
ton of pressure.
when you, so I think you balance that, right? You have to certainly show, I'm not going to take my cat to any groomer. I want to see that you actually have been able to do it, but I also want to see that you care, right? I want to see that my cat's going to be in your care. I want to see that you love them as much as I do. Like, that's it requires, it requires a little bit of balance in how you are presenting yourself. Don't, it's cool to show your work, right? And that's what we're doing on LinkedIn all the time. Look at what I did. Look at what I did. But if you're not showing why it matters, you're missing a part of your visibility.
And see, you'll notice I always have a notebook here because I am constantly writing down notes from all of my shows.
Oh,
Say
man.
that one more time. Would you just end with that?
About the visibility part?
Yes.
Yes, I mean there's two pieces to it. It's show, it's just I talk about this on LinkedIn because we're all, it's so easy to make this click when you think about LinkedIn. We're constantly showing how good we are at things. Look at how good I am. Look at how good I am at this. But if you're not showing people why it matters and why you care about it, you're missing a piece of your visibility, and it's the piece that's going to last, right? I can see how good a whole bunch of people are at their jobs, but when I see that you care about it, that stands out.
That is probably the best advice I have heard to date.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, that
You're
is,
there.
I mean, that just summed it all up. That's what I've been looking for. I think.
But that's because, I was there. I went through this journey. Radio is very performative, right? TV is very performative. It was actually difficult for me to translate how I cared about things onto social media and into marketing. It was very easy to do when I was in front of a microphone for 5 hours a day talking to one of my best friends, and lots of people just heard our morning, right? You So again, I encourage you to not try to figure this out on your own. That's you're very good at what you do for a reason. Find someone who can help you bring out your passion.
Yeah. We've had I've not had good luck with that. Paid a
Okay.
lot of people to do stuff and it has not worked out.
Oh, I'm
A
sorry to
lot
hear
and
that.
lots and lots. Which is, I
I
think that has everything to do with why I do this too, because I love hearing about this and it made me go back to school for marketing because
Yeah.
I was going, what is going on? Why?
Yeah.
What is so? But again, it's a very small market that our industry, the pet industry, is lumped into one giant industry, right? And
Yes.
all these little segments are clumped under one big umbrella. And
Yeah.
when you try to connect all these dots, retail, grooming, daycare, boarding, cats, dog, like everything is all over the place, but we're all lumped together. And nobody can be a specialist in everything. You got to find your
Yes.
superpower. So just because you're really good at retail doesn't mean you're going to be good at being able to promote me as a groomer or a
Correct.
school. And finding somebody in the pet industry who can do that in the pet industry and understand what it's like to be a school. Yeah, no, non-existent. I feel like
Yeah.
I'm running solo. So, but again, here we go. We got to take another break, but I am going to ask you, because I would go on and on about that, to tell people where they can find you and when is our next Percon?
Yes. So you can find me on social media at KJ on the Air or go to my website, kjontheair.com. We are having multiple Percon pop-ups leading up to our next Percon, which is March 26th through the 28th,
Twenty
2027,
seven.
at the Indiana Convention Center inside PopCon.
That is so cool. I can't wait. One of these days, I'll make it to one. Chrissy's gonna probably try and drag me. All right, we are
Yes.
going to bring this home for everyone who is out there, all of our pet professionals, our creators, community builders. Okay, we will be right back after this message. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. We are in our final segment. And you know what? My dogs are getting ready to bark and it's going to get loud. Wow. I don't know if that's coming through, but I can't hear myself think right now. I want to hear what's going on at Madison Square Gardens. What is this?
So this is the other weird part of my world is that
Okay.
I am helping build the community and build professional darts in North America.
Darts. You mentioned darts earlier. I love it. Tell me more.
I was in London about 7 years ago, working a Walking Dead convention, helping. I used to travel around the world and coordinate the fan and celebrity photos for Walking Dead. And I was mad because I was laying in bed and I was tired and I should be out in London. I'd never been there before. And so we just turned on the TV to watch something British, and darts was on. And it's like, once you're in it, you're in
I
it. Because we were watching it and I'm like, they have walk-on songs like wrestling, and everybody in the crowd is dressed up in cosplay. Like, you can see why I would be attracted to the sport, because I
Yes.
was like, why is everybody dressed up? Why are they chanting like it's a soccer game? Why are the players walking down to like Ice Baby? Like, what is
God.
happening?
So
And then you see how good they are. Like, I came home. We got the app PDC.TV, And I was sold on it, so much so that I went to see if there was something like it in North America. I met the CEO of the Championship Darts Corporation, and now building the community again. What is my company? Doesn't make sense when you're like, what is KJ Media Company? If I said I do cat stuff, dart stuff, and Comic-Con
On
stuff, and that
comics.
doesn't make sense. But when you look at it as we're building communities, we're
Yep.
making connections, we're creating belongings. It's all the same thing. It's people who are passionate about something, who want to be seen, who want to know that they fit in somewhere.
Yep.
And that's where it all starts to make sense. So I'll be at Madison Square Garden for the US Darts Masters next week.
How long has this been going on?
We're in the this is the 5th year.
Okay. Good
So I
longevity
mean,
there.
like 8,000 fans, pack the
Wow.
theater. I'm telling you, if you're in New York in June 25th through the 26th, that you will
Come and
not
watch the dart
regret
tournament.
going to the US Darts Masters.
And are there teams from all over the world? Or is this just.
So we just finished in the professional world, the World Cup just wrapped up. So we have the
Okay.
World Cup of football, soccer here going
Yep,
on,
yep.
but the World Cup of darts just wrapped up. The
Yep.
US team USA made it to the round of 16, which was amazing for them to make it
Yep.
that far. So there will be players from all over the world coming to Madison Square Garden, and they will be taking on the 8 best players in North America. And I did not think I was going to talk darts on this pet show.
That's okay. I want to know about it because I was like, darts, what is going on? You just kept saying Madison Square. I'm like, well, what's going on there?
Yes. So
Okay. You got to figure out what it
at
is. I
some
mean,
point, I'm going to have a darts tournament that's going to raise money
for
for cats.
cats.
Stand
All right.
by.
Well, let me know. I will not play because I do not have any hand-eye coordination.
That's fine.
And it would be as ridiculous as me trying to throw an axe. So, I know that's common stuff,
That's
but
all right. You can be in the stands dressed up and cheering.
I will be dressed up and cheering.
You can dress up
I
as a
like, there we
cat.
go. There we go. So, I mean, we have talked about a lot of stuff. Man, what other uniqueness do you have? I want to know now.
Oh goodness.
What else you
Well,
got?
we really haven't talked about our cats. So I have
No.
7 cats. That's
Okay.
where my passion lies. I talk about I wrote a book called Raised by Cats. My first word was kitty. So,
Cool.
before mama or dada, I said kitty, and that was why my mom was at least happy that I created a career out of saying kitty before I said mama. But yeah, I'm the kitty correspondent for Pet Pals TV. Very fortunate that it is based here in Indianapolis, where I am, and it goes out to over 150 stations every week. Positive stories about pets, and I get to be the kitty correspondent. So
That is
I'm
so
always,
cool.
I get to kind of take that segment and really tells a lot of stories about, everyday people having amazing experiences with their cats, but also a lot of cat founders, where I start talking to them and I'm like, why do you think your story doesn't matter? Your story's amazing. I'm gonna put you on Pet Pal TV. That's a really cool platform that I have that helps change the cat conversation. So
Yep.
that's my podcast, and I named it that on purpose because I feel like we do need to change the cat conversation, right? We do. There's a lot of stereotypes about cats. I'm very passionate about, when someone says, I was just in a meeting last week, and one of the guys I was with immediately told me, I do not like cats. And I'm like, it's so weird that it's acceptable to just do that. Like, I don't. There's not a lot of things I don't like, but I wouldn't just like immediately say, I don't like your children.
Yeah.
And
That's
little
true.
things like
That's true.
that.
I mean, they
Assume
don't
it.
take that as, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just okay to do that. And having the conversations about, cats being jerks because they pee outside a litter box. Oh my gosh, like we could have a whole other
You know,
show
I
about.
had a whole conversation with Dr. Geller about
Yeah, because
that.
they're not
Keeping them
at the
home.
At the end of the day, cats are the greatest communicators. They figured out how they, first of all, they aren't actually domesticated. They just decided to go ahead and live with us. They're still 96%, DNA match to a tiger. So they figured out in the 50s to use a litter box, and we just assume they're going to use it. It hasn't been that long that we put a box in the house, and they went, "Hey, everybody, if we use the box, they'll keep us in the house and we'll get the food." I mean, that's pretty amazing that they figured that out that quickly, and that they figured out when they don't use the litter box that we pay attention. It's just they communicate all the time. We just have not learned to speak their
Their
language.
language.
They're not really ever behaving. They are just communicating, and we are not understanding it.
Exactly what Dr. Geller said too.
Yeah.
She really said that. She said it's like you just got to figure out what's making them tick.
Yeah.
What are they upset about? What's going on? Make just
Yeah.
fix that.
We talk about,
I'm
curious like
looking
a
at him
cat.
right. Yeah. I'm looking at him right here, and he's like, "What?
Oh, trust me, there's plenty of times where I'm like, I am trying to figure you out right now, and I'm also very frustrated that I can't figure you out right now. But that is, it's we are, and vets are coming along, the research is coming along, the products are coming out. The way that we are going to be able to understand cats, even just in the next year, I can't imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years. We're just, the cat parent said, "I want better for my cat," and the
Oh,
cats
the
are like, "Let's
travel with
go."
them. You got Britt doing the cast pack and traveling with the cats and hiking with them. I
Yes.
mean, it's crazy what's out. It's amazing. It's so neat
Yes.
what's going on out there. But
So I
I
think the most important part as the cat parent right now is that because of this revolution, if it is, there's a lot of information. So I don't want you getting overwhelmed with the ads, scare-tastic ads. Please, please don't do that. I will help you with your story. I'll help you find a positive way to get your product in front of people. Please don't scare cat parents, right? We have enough stress. We're already Googling at 3 a.m. worried. Please don't
Why is my
add to
cat
it.
peeing on me at night?
So like we can find a way to help you connect with cat parents without scaring them further or guilting them and making them feel like they're bad ca cat parents. So that to me is like one of the most important things we can do in the pet industry right now is to have that cat conversation and figure out how we bridge the research, the techniques, and all of that into making a cat parent feel comfortable in stepping into new ways of looking at their cat and living with their cat.
Yeah, that is an excellent way to end this show.
Okay,
I
I'm
think
sorry
that,
it's ending.
I know, it goes by fast, doesn't it?
It
Thank
does.
you so much for being on. We have talked about all kinds of stuff, including darts, which I just love. That is
Yes.
so great. Before we go, please again tell everyone where we can find you so they can get with you and check out everything cool that you do.
Yes, I am a very busy person, but I am never too busy to help someone figure out what their story is, where their visibility is, it could be uplifted by your positive contribution to the pet world. So please don't hesitate to reach out. I love to MC, I love to moderate. I love to be in conversation about, especially about cats, but I also love your dogs. So go to kjontheair.com or find me on social media at KJ on the air.
Perfect. To everyone watching and listening, it is not about growth and just trying to get that presence out there. And you can post all you want, but as we said, you got a lot of information from us today, and I think we got the secret ingredient. This has been the Business of Pet Care. I am Dara Forleo. We'll see you next time.